Good morning. It's April 18th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In the ever-turbulent world of cryptocurrency, a bold prediction has emerged from renowned crypto guru Cold-Blooded Shiller, forecasting a significant downturn in Bitcoin's value. Amidst a backdrop of market instability, Shiller warns of a potential 30% drop in Bitcoin to $51,000, urging investors to brace for heightened volatility and to revisit their risk management strategies. Currently, Bitcoin is experiencing a sharp decline, trading at $63,170 after a 7% drop in the past 24 hours. This recent downturn is attributed to a mix of geopolitical tensions, the anticipation of the upcoming Bitcoin halving event on April 19th, and broader macroeconomic factors, including inflation data and Federal Reserve commentary. With the halving event right around the corner, traders are on edge, given historical data that shows significant price fluctuations post-halving. Not just Bitcoin, but altcoins such as Ethereum, Solana, and Binance Coin are also in the spotlight, expected to benefit from the halving cycle. These cryptocurrencies are tipped for potential price surges, offering lucrative investment opportunities ahead of the Bitcoin halving. The current market is in a consolidation phase, which, according to analysts, presents a strategic moment for investors to explore promising altcoins for potential future gains. This forecast comes at a critical time for the cryptocurrency market, highlighting the importance of strategic investment decisions amidst the sector's notorious volatility. As the market braces for the upcoming halving event, investors are advised to weigh their options carefully, considering both the risks and potential rewards in the dynamic crypto landscape. In a groundbreaking move that redefines the intersection of blockchain and artificial intelligence, the Artificial Superintelligence Alliance, or AS1, has greenlit a monumental $7.5 billion merger. This strategic fusion aims to amalgamate Fetch AI's FET, SingularityNet's AGIX, and Ocean Protocol's OCEAN into a singular powerhouse, the ASY token. With a total supply of 2.6 billion units and an eagerly anticipated launch date of May 24th, this initiative marks a significant pivot towards a decentralized AI infrastructure. The core focus here is on enhancing AI agents, advancing neural symbolic language learning models, and fostering AI data sharing across platforms. In the wake of this merger, FET tokens will undergo a rebranding to AS1, alongside a revised total supply of 2.63 billion tokens. AGIX and OCEAN tokens will seamlessly transition into the ASY ecosystem at conversion rates of 0.433350:1 and 0.433226:1, respectively. This consolidation is not just a technical maneuver, but is poised to catapult AS1 into the ranks of the top 20 largest cryptocurrencies by market cap. The overarching ambition of the ASY Alliance is to mount a credible challenge against big tech's stronghold on AI development and monetization. The financial allure of AI tokens has been underscored by a recent report, highlighting an average profit of 222% in the first quarter alone. This statistic not only demonstrates the burgeoning profitability of AI-focused cryptocurrencies, but also signals a burgeoning interest in decentralized AI solutions. As this sector continues to evolve, potential investors are reminded of the importance of consulting with licensed investment advisors to navigate this promising yet complex landscape. As the digital landscape evolves, the performance of cryptocurrencies, particularly Bitcoin and Ethereum, continues to capture the attention of investors worldwide. A recent report by Glassnode and Coinbase International sheds light on their historical performance and the factors driving the market today. Bitcoin has emerged as a standout performer, achieving an annualized return of 124% from 2013 to 2023, making it the top-performing asset in 8 out of the last 11 years. This remarkable growth comes amidst significant volatility, underscoring the resilience and potential of Bitcoin as an investment. Meanwhile, the overall cryptocurrency market has seen a notable surge, with its capitalization increasing by 63% in the first quarter of 2024 alone. This growth is attributed in part to the approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs, marking a pivotal moment for the industry. Ethereum has not been left behind in this upward trajectory. Its growth has been fueled by successful network upgrades and the expansion of the decentralized finance, DeFi, ecosystem. These developments have not only enhanced Ethereum's functionality, but have also attracted a broader base of users and investors. Additionally, both Bitcoin and Ethereum derivatives markets have experienced significant growth, indicating a deepening and maturing market. Looking ahead, the cryptocurrency market is poised for further excitement with the upcoming Bitcoin halving and the potential approval of Ether ETFs by the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. These events are expected to drive increased market activity and investor interest. Moreover, the role of Bitcoin and Ethereum as institutional asset classes will be a key topic of discussion at Benzinga's Future of Digital Assets event, highlighting their growing significance in the broader financial landscape. In a significant stride towards cryptocurrency regulation, Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Cynthia Lummis unveiled the Lummis-Gillibrand Payment Stablecoin Act on April 17, 2024. This groundbreaking legislation proposes a structured approach to the oversight of stablecoins in the United States, marking a pivotal moment for digital currencies. The 117-page document sets forth comprehensive guidelines for firms issuing payment stablecoins, including the requirement to operate through subsidiaries and maintain one-to-one reserves. Notably, the bill takes a firm stance against algorithmic stablecoins by prohibiting their issuance, signaling a move towards greater stability and reliability in the crypto market. Under this proposed legislation, the extent of regulatory oversight is contingent upon the value of stablecoins issued, with a notable $10 billion cap on the authority of state regulators. This tiered approach aims to balance innovation with consumer protection, ensuring a safe and transparent environment for stablecoin transactions. The overarching goal of the Lummis-Gillibrand Payment Stablecoin Act is to usher in a new era of transparency and accountability within the cryptocurrency sphere. By establishing a detailed regulatory framework, the bill seeks to foster trust and stability in a market that has been critiqued for its volatility and opacity. In an intriguing twist, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is contemplating the integration of this stablecoin regulation with legislation governing cannabis sales. This potential merger underscores the legislative effort to address emerging markets and technologies comprehensively. As the bill gathers momentum, discussions are underway to incorporate it into a broader bill reauthorizing the Federal Aviation Administration. With the full Senate's approval pending, the crypto community watches closely, hopeful for a regulatory framework that balances innovation with consumer protection. The digital age is reshaping the global financial landscape, yet the United States finds itself at a crossroads, caught between innovation and inertia. Derek Pugh sheds light on a critical issue: the U.S. government's misunderstanding and fear of digital currencies, a stance that could not only threaten national security but also the country's stronghold on global financial dominance. At the heart of this concern is the revolutionary potential of Bitcoin and blockchain technology to transform the global monetary system. Despite the transformative promise these innovations hold, there's a palpable resistance within the U.S. to the idea of a central bank digital currency. This hesitation is rooted in concerns over privacy and fears of government overreach, yet it overlooks the broader implications for the U.S. dollar's international standing. Pugh points out that while the focus is often on the risks posed by cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, there's an overlooked opportunity in stablecoins such as the U.S. dollar tether. These digital currencies offer a secure means for wealth storage and transfer, yet their development and usage by non-U.S. entities are setting the stage for a financial ecosystem that operates beyond the reach of U.S. regulatory oversight. The reluctance to embrace digital currencies and the protocols that underpin them could lead to a significant erosion of the U.S. dollar's global dominance. Pugh's analysis suggests that the U.S. is at risk of falling behind as foreign companies leverage U.S. dollar dominance and technological advancements to their advantage. The call to action is clear: the United States must pivot towards embracing digital currency innovations or face the consequences of diminished global financial influence and the potential loss of the dollar's hegemony in the international market. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.